Christy and Jeff Trickett both grew up in divorced families, so when they married, they were determined to make their relationship strong and positive. They headed to the StoryCorps mobile recording booth to talk about the experience that shaped their union.
We grew up without much money, and my parents divorced when I was real young. I was under 10 when they divorced. I think there were 6 of us kids, so it was kind of a big deal. And so we were on welfare, and my mom had a few jobs to help make up a little bit too, but it's tough when you have so many of us.
My parents were divorced when I was young, and I remember that was a difficult time for me. My mom got remarried to my stepdad, Brian, and he was insistent on taking the family to church. We ended up going to Coal Creek Chapel in Bellevue, Washington, and I remember walking through the doors and meeting this really spunky chick that was a little bit hyper, and you were very talkative and a little overwhelming at first, but it was good.
Remember what your mom said that day?
She said, "That's going to be your future wife." So what do you remember about when I first met you?
You were really cute. I remember we were both going to go to Chile for that mission trip,
mm-hmm.
and that was the first time that you occurred to me, kind of, because we were sitting down, we're at the spaghetti feed, and we just kind of started talking, and we had a lot of things in common, and then I'm sure slyly I figured out that you didn't have a girlfriend, and then I was like, oh. So you were 19 for 2 months, and I was 19 for a week when we got married.
Yeah, we had a lot of examples of people that we didn't necessarily want our marriage to be like, mm-hmm. and so we knew we wanted our marriage to be different and more positive.
At this point, Dad had moved down to Vegas, and he got cancer, and he had already been on chemo. I think he'd been fighting cancer for like 16 months or something, and we got him up the day before our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was the day we met him.
Yeah.
And that was hard because that was the first time I had seen him since he'd gone through his surgery. And yeah. I mean, he had a tumor that was 4 inches off his face. And they took out half his palate. And he was so thin. He was like under 100 pounds.
But it was so awesome that he was able to be there for our wedding.
We got married in December and then Dad died the next September. It was on a Wednesday, I remember, because Mom had gone down there, which was really special because her and Dad had been divorced for how many years by now? But, you know, he was still the father of all of her kids. So she was kind of there, and then she called mm-hmm. and just said, you know, I think you should come down.
We had to rally money, and we flew yeah. you down, and then me and Zach drove all night to meet you down there.
And my dad waited till I got there, because it was Thursday when we showed up, and it was Thursday when he died.
For me, I think just learning to go through each of those little tiny battles, and then we learned to work together that much more. I wanted to take the time and just say thank you for the opportunity to be with you, babe. I love
Aww.
You.
Thanks for all that you do. You don't think you do anything, but you do. You do so much. I appreciate it.
Now married for 8 years, Christy and Jeff Trickett moved to Yakima so Christy could attend medical school. She's now a second-year student at Pacific Northwest University. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.